Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to hear from Bing, we'll search for tomorrow, hit the rails, and have some songs about some beautiful people. But we're going to start the show with a tribute to Lionel Hampton, who passed away last Saturday, August 31st, at the age of 94. Lionel Hampton was one of, if not the, last surviving musician to have recorded during the acoustic era, before microphones and electrical amplification. He was born April 20th, 1908, in Louisville, Kentucky. He started out as a drummer, playing with the Chicago Defender Newsboys Band, but he also experimented with the xylophone. He made his recording debut in 1929 as a drummer with Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, and then joined Les Heights Band, backing Louis Armstrong. During a 1930 recording session, Armstrong asked Hampton to play the vibraharp. The first song they recorded was U.B. Blake's Memories of You, which became a hit and began Hampton's seven-decade career as master of the vibraphone. After leaving Les Heights Band, he formed his own band at the Paradise Club in Los Angeles until 1936, when he joined Benny Goodman. He stayed with Goodman until 1940, when he formed his own big band. President Clinton threw a White House party for Hampton's 90th birthday in 1998, and in 2001, a vibraphone he had played for 15 years was put into the National Museum of American History. Here's Lionel Hampton with the Benny Goodman Quartet and a tune you'll recognize right away. Thank you.
If it's good, then I want it. If it's bad, I don't need it. If it's good, then I crave it. If it's bad, you can save it. Now my mama told me long ago, if you want to get along, then there's one thing that you ought to know is right from wrong. If it's good, then I want it. If it's bad, you can give it to the people who that want to woo the devil. But if it's good, then I want it.
Fats Waller's Handful of Keys, there played on July 16, 1937 by the Benny Goodman Quartet, Benny Goodman Clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Gene Krupa on drums, and on vibraphone, Lionel Hampton. And appropriately enough, we began the show with the Benny Goodman Quartet and Avalon, recorded in Los Angeles on June 29, 1937. In between, we heard Lionel Hampton, his orchestra, his vibraphone, and his voice, and if it's good, then I want it, from June 9th, 1939. Lionel Hampton, thank you. Rest in peace. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. weekends at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand 24/7 at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, on September 1st in 1859, the first Pullman sleeping car was placed into service. George Mortimer Pullman was born in Brockton, New York on March 3, 1831, and trained as a cabinet maker before moving to Chicago to work as a contractor. Pullman set out to improve the comfort level of railroad sleeping cars, but that first version of his sleeping car was unsuccessful. After working in Colorado mines for a time, he and Ben Field applied and received patents for the upper and lower folding berths, which led to a large and elaborate sleeping car named Pioneer, which was embraced by the railroad companies. Pullman formed the Pullman Palace Car Company in 1867, which later on became simply the Pullman Company. So here, in commemoration of the Pullman car, are some railroad songs, beginning with the Rhythmic Eight.
Thank you.
Some railroad songs to commemorate the debut of the Pullman Sleeping Car. We began that trio of songs with John Furman and the Rhythmic Eight from a Zonophone 78 recorded October 17, 1928, and This Is the Way the Puff Puff Goes. The vocalists were Arthur Lally, who played clarinet and alto and bass sax, and Johnny Helfer, who played clarinet and tenor sax in the band. Then, from the pens of Dave Ringle, Duke Ellington, and Bob Schaefer, it was Choo Choo, I Gotta Hurry Home, performed by the Goofus Five on October 24, 1924, with a nice Goofus solo by Adrian Rollini in there. In the first segment of the show, we heard Benny Goodman and Gene Krupa with the Benny Goodman Quartet, And we just heard them again, this time as part of Irving Mills' Hotsy Totsy Gang and a Mills composition, Railroad Man, from March 21st, 1930. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, and streaming online at KISL.org. Have a request or a comment about the show? We love to get email, and you can send it to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, on September 2nd in 1931, the radio show 15 Minutes with Bing Crosby debuted on CBS. The show was to have debuted on Monday, August 31st at 11 p.m., but listeners heard announcer Lewis Dean say that the scheduled program would not be heard, and instead they heard Fred Rich and the Columbians. The next night, a different announcer told of another postponement, and listeners heard Fletcher Henderson's band. But on Wednesday night, yet another announcer, this time Harry Von Zell, introduced Bing. There were various accounts as to why Bing hadn't shown up for the scheduled debut, but Crosby's account was that he had exhausted his voice. In any case, here's the beginning of the show.
15 Minutes with Bing Crosby. Introducing Bing Crosby, here is the moment you have been waiting for, the delayed appearance of that sensational baritone Bing Crosby, whose singing has made him the favorite of California, through the mediums of the motion pictures, the vaudeville stage, and the radio. It was our announced intention to present Bing Crosby's initial program Monday night, but a severe attack of laryngitis made it impossible for him to appear until tonight. However, his voice has recovered sufficiently to allow him to bring to you now his inimitable song interpretation. So, offering Bing Crosby in the popular song of the day, Just One More Chance.
Just one more chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Just one more chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for just one more chance. Just one more night to taste the kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still, I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance. We spend our lives in groping for happiness. I found it once and tossed it aside. I've paid for it with hours of loneliness. I've nothing to hide. I'd bury my pride for
Talking, you're so lovable. When we go walking, I throw out my chest, say you're the best. Others just imitate kisses that you create. Lovable, you've got a way of petting that just drives me wild. Say, heaven above, made you so lovable. Love me, lovable child.
Thank you. just one more time. Let me do the things that I used to do. Let me sit down to some tea for two. One more time, just one more time. You can ball me out, you can call me names, if you let me play those parlor games. One more time, just one more time. Eating all alone, being all alone's making me lazy. Walking all alone, talking all alone's driving me crazy. One more time, just one more time. You can spend my dough, you can drink my gin, you can snap the lock if you let me in. One more time.
From Bing Crosby to commemorate the debut on September 2, 1931 on CBS Radio of 15 Minutes with Bing Crosby. We began, just as the broadcast did, with Just One More Chance, written by Sam Coslow and Arthur Johnston with Victor Young and his orchestra, and recorded May 4, 1931. Bing also recorded Just One More Chance for Decca on June 9, 1939. Then, backed by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Bix on cornet, it was Bing on March 15, 1928, and Lovable. And we finished up with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra on February 3, 1931, and One More Time.
And so we conclude our initial presentation of Bing Crosby. Mr. Crosby will sing for you each night at this time, except Sunday. So until this time tomorrow night, Bing Crosby wishes you a very good evening.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, on September 3rd in 1951, what was to become the longest-running TV soap opera was seen for the first time as Search for Tomorrow debuted on CBS TV. Search for Tomorrow took place in the town of Henderson. When her husband Keith is killed in an automobile accident, Joanne Barron gets a job at Henderson Hospital, where she meets, falls in love with, and marries Arthur Tate. When Tate dies some years later, she marries Dr. Tony Vincenti. Her daughter, Patty, also marries a physician, Dr. Len Whiting. The show's announcer was Dwight Wiest, and organists were Chester Kingsbury and Ashley Miller. Search for Tomorrow ran until December 26, 1986. So here to commemorate Search for Tomorrow are some songs about tomorrow, beginning with Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra.
Thank you. if you can face the setting sun and say tomorrow is another day. You've had your share of tears and trouble, but every care will be a bubble if you can face the setting sun. Someday a little rain must fall. The skies can't all be blue. Sometimes a little tear must fall to make a smile break through. Today is gone, it's all behind you. A brighter dawn will surely find you. Can face the setting sun and say tomorrow is another day.
Some songs about tomorrow on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the debut on September 3rd, 1951 of the CBS TV soap opera, serial drama, Search for Tomorrow. We began with Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra from August of 1925 and In the Garden of Tomorrow. Goodhart's band worked at the exclusive Piccadilly Hotel in London from January to October of 1925. In 1926, Goodhart was broadcasting on the BBC, and in the early 30s, Goodhart appeared with a band in a film. Trumpeter Freddie Pitt later recorded with Burt Ralton, the Piccadilly Revels band, George Fisher, and Percival Mackey. Banjoist and violinist Nigel Newitt also recorded with DeBroy Summers, Burt Furman, George Fisher, and Ambrose, and there was a nice prominent banjo there in that song. Then, from their first electrical session, George Olsen and his music, June 23, 1925, and Save Your Sorrow for Tomorrow, written by Buddy De Silva and Al Sherman. And we just heard George Hall and his orchestra with the vocal by Dolly Dawn, and Tomorrow is Another Day, from May 6, 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, and available any time of the day or night online at www.radiofreeworld.com. God bless the Internet. Last week, September 7th, in 1921, the first Miss America pageant was held in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The first Miss America Beauty Contest was a promotion to keep tourists in the resort town after the Labor Day holiday. 16-year-old Margaret Gorman, Miss Washington, D.C., won the contest and received a golden statue of a mermaid as her prize. And Burt Parks wasn't the master of ceremonies in 1921. He didn't come along until 1955. In any case, here to commemorate the beautiful ladies of the Miss America pageant are some beautiful songs, beginning with Freddie Martin and his orchestra.
Beautiful girl, you're a lovely picture. Beautiful girl, you're a gorgeous mixture of all that lies under the big blue skies. My heart cries, beautiful girl, you're a dazzling eyeful beautiful girl. I could never trifle if I had you. You'd be my dream come true. There may be blondes and brunettes that are hard to resist. You surpass them like a queen. You've got those lips that were meant to be kissed, and you're over sweet 16. Oh, beautiful girl, what a gorgeous creature, beautiful girl. Let me call the preacher, what can I do but give my heart to you, beautiful girl.
Sweet smile, pardon and just please excuse me. Hello, beautiful, how'd you get so beautiful? How'd you get that sunshine in your smile? Tell me, beautiful, where you going, beautiful? How'd you like to romance for a while? When you're near, what joy and cheer you're bringing. Can't you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful. How can you be beautiful and still be mother's angel child? So beautiful. Are they all like you where you belong? Listen, beautiful, you're so doggone beautiful. You're an inspiration for a song. Pardon me, are you the kind of baby who would answer yes or no or maybe? Oh, hello, beautiful. Listen to me, beautiful. 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong.
The night is young and you are so beautiful here among the shadows, beautiful lady. Open your heart. The scene is set, the breeze, the sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it, lady? When do we start? When a lady is kissable and the evening is cool, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. The moon is high. lying, you're so glamorous. And if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you. The night is young and you're so beautiful here among the shadows, beautiful lady. Open your heart. The scene is set, the breeze, the sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it, lady? When do we start? When a lady is kissable and the evening is cool, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. The moon is high and you're so glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do?
Some songs about beauty to commemorate the first Miss America beauty pageant, September 7, 1921. We begin with Freddie Martin and his orchestra on a Brunswick 78 recorded September 20, 1933, with Terry Shand performing the vocal on Beautiful Girl. Pianist, vocalist, bandleader, and composer Terry Shand was born in Uvalde, Texas on October 1, 1904. He played piano and occasionally sang with the Freddie Martin Orchestra from 1933 to 38 when he formed his own band. Terry Shand's compositions include My Extraordinary Gal, I'm Sitting High on a Hilltop, and So Do I. And you can look forward to hearing those songs next month. Then, from February of 1931, we heard Maurice Chevalier and Hello, Beautiful, written by Walter Donaldson. And we wrapped up with Harry Richman in London on May 10, 1937, backed by Carol Gibbons and his orchestra, and The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful. Irving Cale and Billy Rose wrote the lyrics to Dana Seuss's music. Thank you. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.